Blog Talk Radio.
Back on Scott Hensler Network. This is Scott Hensler. I wanted to remind everyone that I finished up the 30 hours teaching on Second Heaven Invasion, also here on Blog Talk, that covered all the chapters in my book Second Heaven Invasion, and that I'm releasing a second book, a smaller version of that book that's more condensed, that's for deliverance, called Hoodoo Voodoo. And that actually, I believe, will be available here at the end of the week, both in Kindle and paperback. And with the events that we're seeing escalate right now, being at the end of September, coming into October, those who are giving prophetic messages, those who are feeling deep in their soul and their spirit that they know that things are coming rapidly, I don't even know if I'm going to get my book out there in time for everyone to get a hold of it, because the internet's going to go down. That's sure, that is a given. I've been writing on that since 2009, along with GPS navigation will go down. That'll go back to the coded just for the military. And without cell phones, again, it's the same situation where communications, just as the internet is, whether you're using Skype or email, is going to be withdrawn from us, only be for a select few. And if you do not know how to spiritually war in the spirit against the demonic, and if you don't, it's because the church let you down. I'm not going to let up on the mainstream churches. I've been doing deliverance now for about 14 years, and as I mentioned before, I'm seeing a steady rise in demonic activity and the intensity of the demonic within those I'm praying for, the number of demons and the higher grade or the more powerful ones. I don't like to use the word powerful, because really the only reason demons can do anything is because of sin. If you sin, you give them legal right. But there is a hierarchy of demons. You've got the lower class, which are basically your familiars, your perversion, your mental illness. And then you work your way up to those that have been received a rank of Satan. I've had demons manifest, and they call themselves Satan. And they're not. They're just, that's like calling them sergeant. Or corporal, and so they've over the years or over the centuries, they've, through their acts of defiance against God and against God's people, they've been able to gain more power. And they gain power, by the way, in groups. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's not going well, there could be a chance that was a demonic setup. And that the demons that, you know, you had some spirits, they had some spirits, and they brought you together on purpose. I see this over and over again, and I discuss that in my book. And what they do is then they have you fall out of grace, meaning that you sleep, you go to bed with them. You have sex outside of marriage. And then that gives a legal right for both sides of demons, the ones in you and the ones in them, to now join forces. And so they brought you together intentionally so they could join forces. So if you both had witchcraft, and a lot of people do, a lot of Freemasonry and families, a lot of divination, you know, from tarot cards and different things that would have, you know, that you've allowed into your life that you shouldn't, that is considered to be an abomination. And so this then groups together and they combine together, and I've even had demons high-five themselves in the act of bringing two people together intentionally just to destroy them. And both sides are made miserable in the relationship when it's really the demons warring and having a great time. Because you need to remember, too, that demons do not like each other. There is no honor amongst thieves. And so their purpose is to destroy man, period. And in the interim, just like ISIS, just like Sunni and Shiites, where they're supposedly on the same team, but they're not. So there's a classic example of the division within Satan's kingdom. And we, you know, as a deliverance minister, I see that the battle and the wars that go on and the devastation, destruction with family curses. And it runs heavily in bloodlines. So I myself, you know, if I were to talk to someone who's the Sharia law, Islamic caliphate, whatever you want to call this this other doctrine that is not of God, they look at me as an infidel, that I need to be destroyed, I need to be slaughtered, I need to have my head cut off. I mentioned in the past couple broadcasts about the woman in Oklahoma that was beheaded. And while there was public information being released, within 20 miles in Oklahoma, there was another threat to a woman of beheading her, and that he was going to record it and then post it on Facebook. And again, this is an Islamic situation. And so, as I mentioned, this is going to escalate. That first public beheading like this in a workplace was the first of many. So be prepared for it. I'm kind of going around long ways of mentioning that people are not spiritually prepared. The church hasn't prepared you to spiritually war. Because the demons that are within inside the individual that attacks you have to, if you are in Christ and you are obedient, you're in the Word, and the Holy Spirit is in you, then the demons have to obey the blood of Christ. And by commanding and calling in the name of Jesus Christ, then those demons within them have to stand down. Now, the other problem with this is that the individual himself, as a person, you do not have authority over because they're human. And that means that individual, if they have sworn alliance and allegiance to do, that is who they are. Their conscience is seared. They have become a murderer. And the demons are simply using that individual to act out their ugly nature through them in order to inflict pain, suffering, and death onto you. So this is where it's very important to stand in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ against such things, but to also listen to the Holy Spirit, because you do have the ability to call upon angels. You do have the ability to call upon the Holy Spirit. And by claiming the name of Jesus Christ and spiritually warring against those demons, that God will intervene. God will release his power. And in that realm of battle, a spiritual battle, is unfortunately what most Christians are not capable of doing. Now, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. So one of the first entry points into a Christian, non-Christian, is the spirit of fear. And yes, Christians can have demons. And that means that if you have fear, that is the exact opposite of faith. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have faith. If you have faith of that of as small as a mustard seed, we know that you are capable of doing great things. But the problem is that when you have a spirit of fear, then that spirit may have taken hold of you and has a hold of your mind, has a hold of your nervous system, So you get anxieties, you become disoriented, you have the inability to think and to rationalize and to remember who you are in Christ. Because that's very important, that when I do deliverance, and I get people say this all the time, says, man, doesn't that burn you out? How do you sleep at night? Well, I don't even think anything of it. It's just a job. And I don't mean to make that light. What I'm saying is that I've accepted what I've been called to do, and so therefore who I am in Christ establishes my authority, my ability to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And so my goal and my purpose in my book, Second Heaven Invasion, and then of course the smaller condensed version, Hoodoo Voodoo, is to establish you in that power and that authority. And that means that as these situations come at you at lightning speed, that instead of falling back to fear and confusion, you're able to actually step out in faith and walk in the Spirit. You would want to be able to deal with a situation that was affecting your children. We hear of abductions all the time, carjackings, home invasions, child kidnapping, different scenarios that are obviously evil. And so if you really don't know what to do, these things can go bad. And that means that since the church hasn't trained you, taught you, brought you the true faith and word of God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe. And that means that through his word, and that his word is truth, is love, it is established as a baseline as to what we're to follow, as I try and get everyone to understand and remember that what Jesus did on the cross, he fulfilled the law. But for those who are still in sin and still have generational curses, you can still be dealing with the law and be placed underneath it if you willfully move forward. Now, all sins, past, present, and future, have been paid by Jesus on the cross, but through the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, we as saints are commissioned to move forward in the authority, in the name, and in the blood of Jesus Christ to heal the sick, to set the captives free, and to cast out demons. And so if you're not trained that way, if you don't understand that means then you don't know who you are in Christ. It's not your fault, but it's simply the state of the situation that we're in. And so across this country and in other countries, science, evolution, and different theories that have been pushed on us, I can remember when I'm now in my later 50s, and I can remember evolution being brought in and trying to teach us that, you know, there's Neanderthal and just all the different categories of the evolution of man, when in fact it's a massive cover-up because these are all Nephilim. These are hybrids. These are a corruption of man's seed that then different forms of man that are not full man, that they were, we see in Jude how the angels left their own abode and that they're bound in chains. And so thank goodness for that finally took place. But now that man has gone to the point of venturing into the spirit realm to attain angelic knowledge, just as Tom Horn and Steve Quayle and all these others have so wonderfully put together the information of transhumanism. And so we know that Hitler himself and all the way through have been dabbling in this, and just as we see with Area 51 and some of the other areas like in New Mexico and New Schwabenland and so forth, that this has been going on for some time. They've had 60, 70 years to perfect it. And the information and stories that come from those that have been involved in it, I believe Stan Deo has got a great testimony to that effect. And so we know that we're going to be dealing with things that are so horrific, so bad, Just as I mentioned in my chapter in Second Heaven Invasion, Monsters and Creatures. And this is a situation that literally will cause men's hearts to fail them. If you were to witness and to see these things, as some have, just as some people have seen the black-eyed children and they've needed deliverance and they've never really truly spiritually recovered to the point that they're back to normal, because it's so mind-boggling. It absolutely breaks the very back of our spirit to see such things, because we haven't been prepared for it. But we see in Genesis 6, and by the way, the book of Enoch, if you haven't read it, if you reject it, you need to understand that it is a missing key to where demons come from. You know, 70 or 40 authors, 66 books. The number 66 is a strange number for the canons to have, because 6 is not a fulfilled holy number. We know that that is of Satan, that is a demonic number, but 7 is. And so there's 4 books that apparently are not were not given to us for whatever reason. We can go into a whole show on that. But the point of it is that the book of Enoch, the book of Jubilees, and Jasher, that these, if you read them, they do not defy God's word. They do not defy the canon. They simply give you the pieces of information in between that the canons didn't. Now, it doesn't mean that the book, the Bible, is incomplete. Not at all. It is God's word. There is no question about it, and nothing should take precedence over it. But to understand the last days, to understand the Nephilim, to understand the offspring of the Nephilim, the giants that died, which are the demons that we have today, the disembodied spirits, that the war that we're in has been so well established that the seminaries of the churches have not been teaching the correct word of God, and meaning that that we are dealing in the last days with giants. There will be a return. It will be as it was in the days of Noah. The Illuminati, the Freemasons, those that have been doing their best to hide and cover up. Again, we go back to evolution, that this whole thing was to throw us off the track, or to give us misinformation, a type of MK Ultra mind control, let's say, that is keeping us from understanding. So our intellect, our cognitive thinking, is not capable of fully comprehending what's really going on. And when the light finally comes on and you realize just how far down the road we really are with hybrids, with fallen angels, UFOs, the Greys, these things. You know, I think I mentioned the other night, it wasn't that long ago, like a couple weeks ago, that I was having dinner on a patio with some friends, and I looked up between the trees, and I said, what planet is that? It was just out of, sync with the rest of them. And as everyone turned to look, this planet, which I thought could have been Mars, Venus, you know, I didn't know, and it all of a sudden, you know, went left, and then all of a sudden went straight up, and then went back to, you know, the right. And so it was absolutely amazing, and then took off at a very high speed and disappeared. And I thought it was a planet. And there's no way that a normal aircraft could have done such a thing. So it was a UFO. It could be military. Could be Greys running the thing. Who knows? Could have been the cooperation of the two. But the point of it is that these things are here. They are real. And the great cover-up that is keeping us from being able to ready ourselves, you know, it's like... If you've been around an explosion, I used to work around high-powered electrical, and I've been around explosions, and the percussion, when the decibels of the arcing of the electricity, when we're talking about very high voltage and very high current, not 110, you know, not 220, we're talking about 480 and up, when it happens, it is so dynamic that the flash and the amount of air pressure, because it's whenever there's an explosion, there's air pressure. And so when people are damaged by explosions, the air around them turns to several thousand pounds per square inch. And this is why clothes are ripped off. This is why people lose limbs. It's like being thrown into a hydraulic press for a microsecond, coming at you at supersonic speed. In fact, I've actually seen air warp like a donut, fly right past me because of the decibel, the corruption of the air around me. It's only for a second, but this takes place. And so when that happens, you're disoriented. It's so surprising. It is so impactful. It is so dynamic. It is so loud, and it is so bright that for a period of time, you don't know what end is up. And I really believe that that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be mass suicide. There's going to be those falling away from the faith because they've been believing a lie of some of the doctrines that are out there. And there's also those who were really never Christians that were false converts, and they're going to be overtaken by what I call the brown shirt spirit, just like the Nazis, just like those that joined the Third Reich, that turned on their neighbors, turned on their families, turned on the Jews. And this spirit is alive and well. We're seeing Nazism come back up again. It never went away. It just went underground like the Illuminati, the Freemasons do, the secret societies. And it's now coming to full term. And so without being able to comprehend, know what to do, just like if there was an explosion, let's say if you worked in a laboratory and it was your first day there and all the others were trained for safety, that if something happens, to go to this particular exit, to leave the building, and to stage at a certain place. A lot of you know what I'm talking about, especially if you work in large factories that have chemicals and different hazardous materials, that there's staging areas so they can do a head count. So if someone didn't show up, then they know that they have to send a rescue team in. And so if you're there the first day and you haven't been trained and this goes off, you literally may go the wrong direction when everybody's going out the door. Well, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to go the wrong direction. You're going to go out the wrong door. You're not going to be prepared. You're going to panic. You're going to run around, the sky is falling. And when you see panic actually set into an individual, they're being terrorized in their mind. They don't know what to do. And I have seen this. I've seen it even in other situations that had to do with chemical explosions and chemical severe chemical reactions with chemicals in the factories I worked. And I can remember when one happened, I turned to the individual that was behind me to tell them to run. Well, when I turned, they were already gone. They left me behind. And so that's not a good thing, because you should be buddies. You should be in fellowship with other Christians, so you're not leaving anybody behind. That's what's happening with the church. I'm praying for people that the church is rejected because they couldn't understand the demonic issues that they were having. They couldn't understand the curses they were dealing with. And they hit them over the head saying, you don't have enough faith, when in reality, they needed a deliverance. They needed a laying on of hands. They needed to be anointed. And they needed to be brought forth just as Jesus commanded us to do. So if you're not doing that in your church, then you have a congregation that when the bomb goes off, the evil bomb, people are going to scramble in every direction. They're going to go over top of each other. You know, we see this at whenever there's a fire that takes place in close quarters. We've seen, you know, various situations where people were killed because there were stampedes of people trying to exit and leave. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what the condition of the mainstream Christian church is like. And I have had during deliverance where there was a strong manifestation. One in particular was a spirit that was a spider spirit. And, oh, what a wonderful situation that was. But the point is that the individual that was there to be trained freaked out so bad that they took off running when this person manifested a spider demon. And it showed that they, for that instant, since they had never been exposed to it, had absolutely no idea what to do. Now, for the rest of us that were sitting in the chair ministering to this individual, it was just another one. You know, bring the sheet over, let's mark it down. Spider demon. Okay, all right, let's cast this one out. But to other people, it was the end of the world. It was, oh my God, I'm going to die. And so that's exactly the situation that we're going to be seeing. And that's not going to be pretty. So again, my book, Secondhand Invasion, I'm trying to cover all this. I want this to be a manual in your hand, because as I mentioned, the internet's going to go down. If it doesn't go down, there's going to be sites that'll go up that you have to pass through, government sites. If you are shown to be an enemy of the state, which means a Republican, a conservative, a Christian, a Catholic, even a Mormon, anyone that believes that government should not be in full control, then you're going to be considered an enemy state, and that includes veterans, returning veterans, and gun owners. So that means that you won't be able to access this information for very long. And so Secondhand Invasion, as I wrote for the subtitle, that it's a manual for end of days, a field manual. And same thing with Hoodoo Voodoo. I'm calling it counterinsurgency, which meaning that since the demonic is our enemy, that a counterinsurgence to come in and be defiant, to be proactive, to go in and remove the demons, to remove Satan, to remove the legal right. And remember, the only reason they can do anything is because of sin. If you have no sin, if you've repented, if you've asking for forgiveness, if you've confessed to your brethren your issues, then you've effectively have broken the legal right. Now, if you're so infected with demons, you're having nightmares, you're having visitations, you're being sexually attacked, incubus, succubus, and the Kundalini spirit, which we're seeing in the churches, that you may need to have a fellow Christian pray for you. Just as I mentioned, if you're in a building, a burning building, or where there's an incident that takes place and others are trained, they will put their hand on your shoulder and help walk you out because you're panicking. Well, if you're infected with demons and you have a spirit of fear and you have anxieties and depression and you can't sleep and the other issues, then you need to have a strong, spirit-filled Christian who is biblically aligned with God's Word, who has been given the gifts of deliverance, of healing individuals, healing the heart, healing the mind, healing the spirit, and to bring you out of it. And if this isn't happening, again, then the church you're in is not aligned with God. And we've run out of time. So what are you going to do? When we see that those who are gifted with words of wisdom and are very prophetic and are telling us that the time is short, and I know that, you know, things have been said over years and years and years, but we're seeing a pattern. Just like when you look at the book of Revelation, there's a pattern. You know, from chapters 1 through 11, it systematically goes on down through the line. And when it gets to 12, it starts over again and starts filling in the gaps that was left out in 1 through 11. But it says, when these things take place, or these things must take place. And so they tell you the order that they're happening. If you do not have in your spirit the understanding that we are in the last days, and that you have been in a church that hasn't been teaching you the prophetics, have not been teaching you the prophecies, have not been exercising God's authority with the blood of Jesus Christ to heal you, then your mind very possibly has a spirit of witchcraft, which are blocking demons, which are mind control demons, which are the ability to keep you from comprehending. And how do I know this? Well, I deal with people all the time that say, Scott, I go to read my Bible, and sometimes it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't speak to me. Sometimes it does, but sometimes when I really get into to where I feel led, I struggle with it. And then I pray for them, and I cast out whatever spirit that the Holy Spirit tells me to cast out. And then all of a sudden they come back 2 days later and go, I can't believe it. My relationship with God has just increased so much, and that I feel the Father's love for the first time. I'm able to read and comprehend God's word, and it speaks to me, and I remember it, I retain it, and I recite it. And when I do, I feel the Holy Spirit upon me. When if I had not prayed for them, who knows how much longer they would have gone through life without the ability to experience that relationship with God. So deliverance is the key, is the answer for those who are in bondage, and for those to prepare for the last days, which is now. And so if you're in denial of that, send me an email, and we'll hook up on Skype, and I'll pray for you. And I will guarantee you that you will feel a battle. I will guarantee you that there will be something that will manifest in the spirit. And if you are repentive, if you truly in your spirit repent and ask for forgiveness and confess the issues that have caused this sin to be upon you, that God will honor that and he will deliver you. Now, some cases are very hard. Some are very difficult. There's been strong witchcraft in your family. There's been, you know, just about everything. And I see this a lot. So sometimes it takes more than once. Because another thing is that God is, well, one, he's a God of order. And he knows all things. He's omnipresent. And he's able to only give you what you can bear and has given you ways out. But if you continued in your sin and you were a, quote, a heavy sinner, then he wants to make sure that you are true to your word and that you are true in your repentance. And so sometimes deliverance is a little slow because there's a consecration that takes place. So if you were heavy into pornography, if you were once into homosexuality, and maybe you still fight that, if you were heavy into drugs and were practicing witchcraft at one time, that God wants to make sure, and he knows, but it's a checks and balance within your own spirit, within your own soul, to comprehend and understand that you did wrong, and the only way you're coming out of it is through Jesus Christ. Because no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ brings healing and deliverance and has given us those abilities, power, and authority to stand against the wiles of the enemy. But in order to receive it, you need to repent. And if you don't repent, and if you, by the way, if you have aught against someone, if you have bitterness, if you have anger, if you feel revengeful, we need to get that out of you. We need to break that off. If you have unforgiveness, God said that he will not forgive you. And a lot of people that I work with in deliverance, when I say work with, that's what I mean, that they won't forgive. They can't let go. They won't let go. Now, sometimes, as I mentioned with soul ties, that if there was a sexual, a molestation, a rape, something to that effect, there can be a soul tie generated through that because the two fleshes came together. It was demonic. It's not divine. It's demonic. And so that needs to be taken care of. It needs to be rectified. And you need to be healed. And so you may have, through the trauma of it, you may have multiple personalities. You may have an alter. You may have a broken, wounded little girl or little boy in you that needs to be healed. I see this with people who have personality disorders, post-traumatic stress, rape victims, those who were in abusive marriages, abusive relationships. Especially if parents were abusive and beat you when you were small, you've got most likely a broken, wounded little child in you that needs to be healed. And the demonic uses that as a stronghold, as a key to manipulate and control you. So one of the first things we do is to heal that multiple, to incorporate them back into one person in your spirit, in your soul, so you're one person again, you're not double-minded, and that you are then who God intended you to be and not who Satan made you to be or tried to make you to be. And then once that is done, that bitterness and that anger and resentfulness and aught is gone, the unforgiveness is gone, then the demonic no longer has, quote, a legal right. And then I can cast the demon out. And then sometimes it has to be in that order. Now, as Jesus said, that there are some that only come out with fasting and prayer. And that's really a big part of that. For an individual to go into prayer, to get into the Word, to understand that they need to forgive, to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to them, to work in them. And fasting helps put your mind in a condition to open up to the heavens, to God. And it's also an act of faith, stating, you know, I am going to make the effort to do what you've called me to do, fasting and prayer, and God sees that as obedience, and He will honor that. But sometimes people, being humans, and, you know, some of the psychology books, I've read just about everything on borderline personality disorder and other disorders and so forth, and sometimes when you've been taken down the wrong path for so long, you're hardwired to where you no longer think correctly or normal. And so your behaviors that are abnormal are who you are. So again, that can take a little bit of time for you to learn who you are in Christ. Again, consecration. And so as you move forward, there needs to be an obedience because there can be an iniquitous pull of the demonic trying to pull you back into your sin. So everything to unravel everything that you've been doing. And so sometimes you know, it's like trying to go up a hill. It's all sand, you know, three steps up, two back until you finally make it to the top. And sometimes that's the battle. And unfortunately, some people give up, and I never see them again. And I know that God weeps, and I know He cries over that. He wishes that none should perish. He's given us all the tools. He's given us His Word. He's given us Jesus Christ. He's given us all power and authority. And so you as an individual who's been given free choice, free will, then have made a choice, see? And so that means that you then rejected the offering gifts that God has for you through Jesus Christ. And if you really look at it, if you break it down, to not repent, to not forgive others, is in defiance of what Jesus did for us. See? and that can curse you. And so if you're under that curse, that can be absolutely devastating, not only to your flesh, but to your spirit. And so it's very important, again, to know who you are in Christ. But unfortunately, as I mentioned, the churches have failed to teach you that. So I'm trying to do the best I can. I hope what I just went through helps you to understand that, that there is light, there is hope, that if you have anxieties, if you have depression, if you have fear that grips you so bad that you can't get into an elevator, you can't drive over a bridge, you can't get into another relationship, that is a spirit of fear. And it is also part of, again, the broken, wounded, fragmented parts of who you are. And that you can be healed and delivered and set free, you know, to bind up the brokenhearted. And without that, your walk with God is going to be impaired because you're not who God intended you to be. And so if you're walking around broken, then you may try and do God's work, but you're really not able to do what he has for you, because once you are delivered and the blocking spirits and the familiar spirits and the perversion spirits and all the divination is out of you and gone, you know, some people are clairvoyant, and when they think they prophesy over people, they're actually listening because they got a spirit of necromancy, and what happens is then they get a false understanding of what's going on, and they give a bad word to somebody, and so if you can get that out of you completely, then God can just flow into you. He can download his word to you, and you will hear the Holy Spirit. You'll hear what God has for you, and you will reject the demonic. Because, you know, the sheep know my voice, Jesus says. And that means that when you hear the Holy Spirit, that the peace that comes within you with the confirmation that it's of God, instead of the excitement or anxieties that may come from the demonic, then you're able to discern between the two. And then the gifts will flow. And I'll tell you, it is amazing to see children who haven't been programmed to receive the gifts of the Spirit, that in their boldness, because they don't know the fear that some adults have had, they, you know, if they've been somewhat abused but haven't been abused over a period of time, they can very quickly bounce back. And they become very powerful in the Lord. Whereas as an adult, if they've been over a long period of time, their self-worth, which I call toxic shame, has condemned themselves. Sometimes they are their own worst enemy. And that means that they don't understand who they are. They can't comprehend that God loves them. And so they're not able to operate in the Spirit because they're in bondage. It's that simple. So I think I've clarified that you need to be ready for the last days. Now, I understand that Dr. Stan Matith has passed away. I really owe a great gratitude to him. In 2007. I did not know him prior to that. I turned on the radio here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I think it was a station that came out of Spokane, and he was on. And I was absolutely taken by his teaching and information that he was, you know, giving us information that nobody else was. Well, I was scheduled to take some vaccinations, and if you followed my programs and read my book, that I became very sick from chemicals and the semiconductor manufacturing from the 80s through the 90s. And that any time that I'm exposed to chemical bases that are, you know, benzene-based, acetones, freon, anything that is chemical, I get very sick. And so a lot of the vaccines They have mercury, they have squalene, they have aluminum, they have even viruses in them, cancer viruses. And I was scheduled to take these vaccines because I was working in an industry that was exposing me to human waste. And when I heard his information and found out just how bad they were, because I tried to do these vaccines one time before, a couple years early, and I became so sick that I was actually out of work for 4 or 5 days. But I thought, well, this is my job. I've got to do it. But when I heard Dr. Stan and the information that he had about vaccines, I said, that's it. And I started researching it. So, Dr. Stan, God bless you. I know you're with the Lord. You've done the Lord's work. I want to thank you for what you did for me, because I believe that if I had continued not knowing about the vaccines, that if I had taken them, that I would have been in worse shape. I would have been a lot sicker. And so God bless you. And the people that you have touched, Dr. Stan, is amazing. You have laid the road for us as Christians to know who we are, to take a stand, to be able to comprehend what's coming. And those you've put in charge to continue with your teaching, your broadcast, your books, your website, I hope will, because the information that you have is priceless. And I really thank you, and I know you're with the Lord. Thank goodness. And, you know, those who are in Christ will be, and we will all be together. And so just people hang in there. Understand that this is a battle, and Paul's writings is for us to run the good race. Revelation is very clear that we're going to go through things, and that to keep the faith and to move forward, because that's where our reward will be. Now, I wanted to mention, too, that Ebola, Dallas, Texas, there's already a case now there. This individual supposedly came into the Dallas area around September 20th. The CDC, the epidemiology, they literally, this group of people is, again, in cahoots with the New World Order, the globalists. And they themselves, I understand, actually have the patents on the formation of Ebola. And even though they claim to be the ones that are going to be the saviors of this, they're actually the problem. Again, that's how the false flag syndrome works. And by creating a disaster, then there's the cleanup crew. But in order to have that happen, we have to give away our rights. We have to surrender. It, you know, it's like the World War II generation. What an amazing group of people. But they were so programmed that doctors were God. This comes from the Rockefellers and the foundation and the oaths that for doctors and to put it in place that they were the ones in control of everything. And so they literally turned their lives over to them. And some of the medications that are out there are literally nothing more than poison. And so the amount of people who die in hospitals from medical accidents, as they call them, but when you look at the medications and the vaccines, that is one of the largest numbers of killing the World War II generation and then those that have had to have medical attention. And so, you know, the cancer viruses were in the vaccines that we were dealing with in the 50s and 60s. And so we saw how cancer went off the charts. And so it's amazing that these diseases all of a sudden are hitting us. You know, we see this in the book of Revelation. And I tell you, one of the biggest things that floored me in 2009 was my understanding and realization that Satan was, the way that he was going to operate, the way that he was going to be successful was through man. Through the Illuminati, through the Freemasons, through the occult, you know, the Luciferian doctrines, and, you know, Hitler, this whole thing is all demonic, but yet man himself, now remember I told you that Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, can only do what they do to you is through sin. And so when man is in agreement with them, just as the Freemasons, they see Baphomet as their god, which is Satan as a female male figure, goat head. You know, you've seen this, and for them to do false communion, which means that they're blaspheming Jesus and what he did. Albert Pike, you know, was a individual that was part of the Illuminati that brought in the Freemasons and put the organization morals and dogma, the information that they read and what they study, and there's an agreement between Masons, and we know Obama's a 32nd, and the same thing with the Bushes and with Skull and Bones. That this agreement is that they, even though they may be in opposite sides of the fence, there was many cases during World War II that where there may have been a German soldier who was a Freemason, and an English or an American soldier that were Freemason, and if they literally were in a foxhole, and somehow, whether it be the ring that they wear or whatever, that they acknowledged that they knew that they were both were Masons, would literally put their arms down and leave the foxhole. That's how strong that bond is between Masons and the Illuminati. It's a demonic bond. It is a mind control. It is divination. It is literally going to be what brings this country down. Now, Isaiah 5 discusses that woe to those who call evil good and see, you know, good as evil. And that means that those who are in the occult, those who have twisted the words, those who are in control of it, God will judge. Because what it means is it's causing our brethren, our fellow humans, our fellow Christians to stumble and fall. And also the blood that's spilt with the wars and the murders and the sacrifices and the laws that are passed to allow abortion is a blood sacrifice to the demonic that, again, through that sin, remember I said that man has been in agreement with the devil, and this is how the end times are going to come in, that the ability to breach the spirit realm for these spirits to come into the physical, which we're seeing, we're dealing with more. I'm a deliverance minister. I deal with people who are seeing demons, are hearing demons, are smelling demons. The demons are attacking them or sexually attacking them. And so this breach of the spirit realm is through sin. So that means that with the Illuminati, the globalists, the Freemasons, the Council on Foreign Relations, those in the KKK, those in the Skull and Bones, that with their agreement, with their oaths that they've taken, that they are literally allowing the innocent to be murdered, to die, to be slaughtered, just as we see in the Georgia Guidestones that they want like 500 million, so that means we've got to eliminate over 6-7 billion people, and to do that is mass murder. And as I mentioned, that since there are so many demons around and that people are demonized, if you're not a Christian, I'll guarantee you've got demons. If you're a Christian and haven't been through deliverance, I'll guarantee you have demons. Now, it depends on what you did as sin, on the ability that they have to mess with you, to have the legal right to you. Because some people can go through life and not really be affected. And by the way, that your constitution of who you are, otherwise you have a strong personality. I've seen where though they have demons, the demons don't seem to really pull them one way or another, but they're still not really who God intended them to be. And then I see people who are absolutely destroyed by the same kind of demons, and maybe even less, but they didn't have such a strong constitution as to who they are. You know what I mean, the type A personality, and some are just like a rock. and you know, like generals and those that are in war that can literally stand there with bullets flying by and still keep their head on and command their troops what to do. That's not for everybody. And so that is that type of situation. It can be confusing because you wonder how this person who really hasn't repented is still moving down the track. Now, here's the thing. If they haven't repented, then that means Satan has a legal right to him. So what may Satan be doing? Maybe he's allowing that individual to continue without being completely tormented, because just as those that go around doing necromancy, thinking that they're speaking to the dead, we see that there's those who there's the, you know, the rich and famous. We see those who are very successful. You know, everything they touch is turned to gold, but their lives are the farthest thing from godliness. Well, Satan's allowing them and even giving them these things, so they continue to influence others to make them think that it's not necessary to be in the Lord. And so you need to be very careful about your life. If you are gifted with you know, finances and so forth, and you're a professing Christian, then make sure that you're doing your part to assist those who are less fortunate. Okay. Now, what I mean by that in specific is let the Holy Spirit speak to you as to what you're supposed to do. Tithe to a ministry, go out and feed the homeless, feed the hungry, and so forth. So that's what you're to do. Now, we're all commanded to do the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. And so if you're not praying for others, if you're not being an evangelist, then you should really critique your life and see if you're really in the grace of God, if you're really doing what God called you to do, and are you possibly an agent of Satan, and you're moving down and you're an influence, a negative influence to others because of the lifestyle, even though you're a professing Christian. Because, again, as I mentioned before, that there are what we call false converts. And those false converts, as I mentioned, there will be a great falling away. And when the issues start happening at a great accelerated rate, that's when the rubber meets the road. That's when the tares are going to be separated from the wheat. That's when we know who really is in Christ. And that's where I want you to be. So I hope you understand what I'm talking about. So anyways, I wanted to just finish out again and thank you, Dr. Stan, for your work and effort that you've done over the years. Again, you've inspired a great deal of people who have gone on to be some of the leaders right now. So God bless you. So again, this is Scott Hensler on Scott Hensler Network. Again, if you go to Blog Talk for Second Heaven Invasion, you'll be able to hear all 30 chapters of my book that I've broken down, 30 hours of teaching. I'm going to just leave that there for now and continue with this channel here on Blog Talk, Scott Hensler Network. And if you've got any issues or problems, go to my website at scotthensler.org and let me know what's going on. Can I pray for you? I get emails all the time, and so some are easy and some are not so easy, but I'm here and I'll do my best. So God bless, and we'll see you again.